Good morning, New Hope. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. Or Happy Early New Year's. Today, church is different. Today, we are gathered in your house. The church is going to your home. On the last Sunday of the year, we want our staff and volunteers to stay home and relax and just be with their families. We understand that many are traveling and others have family over. So we just want them to relax and be able to have church at home. And thank God for technology that we are able to provide this resource here. We are online church. So let me tell you one more time. Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas. So as the year is coming to an end, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about it? Did you accomplish your goals? Did you lose the way you plan? Did you finish that project you set to complete at home or at work? Or did life hit you with stress, overwhelm, sickness, financial challenges, or challenges at work, or struggles with school? Or maybe you feel like this year flew by and all the plans you made never even got off the ground. That's my story. I'm still thinking we're in Thanksgiving and we are a few days away for the year to end. But church, I want to tell you this. The year is not over yet, and God is not finished. I usually say that every new day is a new beginning. You don't have to wait for a new year to start. A new year begins today. A new year begins in a new day. And let me tell you, God is already at work. God is already working in your life. God doesn't wait for a new year. God doesn't wait for January 1st. God starts working in your life today, right now. So this morning, we are going to study Jeremiah 29:11. So let's read it. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Let me read this one more time. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." And church, as we read this, I want to let you know and tell you this. Hope in God's promises gives us the confidence to step into the future with faith and purpose. Let me read this again. Hope in God's promises gives us the confidence to step into the future with faith and purpose. As we reflect on Jeremiah 29:11, we recognize that God's promises is not just about future prosperity, but also about his unwavering presence in our lives, in our journey. This assurance brings us peace, even when everything seems crazy in our lives. This reminds us that his plans are meant to shape us and guide us throughout the uncertainty, revealing his purpose in our lives as we step into a new year. So church, God has a plan for you, has a plan for me, and we need to trust him completely. So as we are studying Jeremiah, I want us to look at three plans or three promises that God gives us. So before we jump into this, let's read Jeremiah 29:11 one more time. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." So the first plan or first promises that God gives us is this: plans of divine purpose. Plans of divine purpose. So the first part of this verse, God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you." For I know the plans I have for you, God tells us. So this connects us to a God who is deeply involved in our lives, especially when moments are hard. When we are going through a struggle, God is there. Oh, as you are going through a transition, Like now, we are entering a new year, and we can say that God is there. Through Jesus, we see this promise fulfilled as Jesus guides us with wisdom and love. So let me tell you this, church. God knows what's best for you. God knows what's best for you. So God has a plan for us, has a divine purpose. And that divine purpose is for you and I to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, now we have peace with our Heavenly Father, and now we have a divine purpose. And that's God's divine purpose for us, to be right with Him, to be good with Him. And thanks to Jesus, we can start the new year being right with God. Now let's look at our second promise or second plan that God has for us. And this is what God tells us. Promise of a hopeful future. God promises a promise of a hopeful future. The second part of Jeremiah tells us that we can see hope and future, and that's a promise of God to us. These promises are tied to our identity in Christ, inviting us to partake in a life full of hope, regardless of our current trials. God is with us. He gives us hope and promises a future. And with this, we can say this confidence in Christ gives us the strength to face any challenges in this new year. So knowing that, we are safe in God's loving plan. So church, God promises you a hopeful future through Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful promise we have. And again, in Christ, we can get through anything. We are safe in God's hands. We are safe in His loving plan. And now let's look at a third promise or third plan. God promises a plan. This is very important for us to hear. All of us want to do our plans. And what happens when our plans don't work out? What happens when you don't lose that weight? What happens when you don't accomplish that task? Well, you feel sad. You get disappointed. You get discouraged. But church, God has given us a plan. God has a purpose and direction for our lives, even when the plan seems unclear. God has a purpose for you. This passage suggests that we are not forgotten or forsaken, but are part of a bigger plan through Christ who embodies our ultimate hope. And church, when you walk in God's plan, it changes everything around us. And you may ask, Yayo, what's God's plan in my life? Well, His plan is to love others, to share this message of hope, to make disciples, to teach people to walk with Jesus daily, not just on Sundays or on Wednesdays, but every day of your life. We should be sharing the peace of God to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our family members. We should be sharing this beautiful gift that God has given us, this promise. And church, as I am ending here, God's promises gives us strength to face the uncertainties of the new year, reminding us that we are secure in His love and purpose. And Jesus equips us as we read His word. But we need to have faith. We need to trust Jesus. We need to be of great faith. Even when things seem hard, we can still have faith that we are in good hands and that we are trusting our Heavenly Father. Even in uncertain times, we can trust that God has a plan for our lives. And through faith in Christ, we are anchored in a hope that empowers us to move forward with confidence. So, church, as we step into a new year, hope is the anchor that keeps us steady. God's promises reminds us that no matter what lies ahead, he has a plan for us, a beautiful plan. It has given us hope through Jesus. And through Jesus, we can face the unknown with confidence, trusting that Jesus walks with us in every step of our lives. So, church, this year can be different. This year can be a different year for your life. Christ is the answer of your life. Christ is the fulfillment of God's promise of hope. In Christ, we have hope. Christ offers salvation and guidance, helping everyone face the future with confidence, even when it's hard, even when life hits you. So, church, before the year ends, why not let God's plan into your heart today? Give your plans to God. Give him everything. Surrender your whole life to him. Don't stress or feel disappointed anymore because you did not accomplish your plans. Instead, focus on the plans God has for you and start a new year with confidence, knowing that you are in the right path. Give your plans to God. And again, what's God's plan for you? For 7 years of my life, I was walking on this earth trying to find my purpose. And I pray and I talk and I ask God, God, what do you want of me? What's my role in this world? And every time I talk, God would say, keep teaching. Keep showing the love of God to people. And at times, that was frustrating. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do something different. But God kept telling me, keep teaching. Keep loving on people. And 6 years later, I understood that God was shaping me, that God was giving me the wisdom, because 6 years later, I became a pastor. And now I understand that my 6 to 8 years trying to figure out what was his plan for me, he was training me. He was showing me. And 6 years later, 7 years later, I met my wife. I started a church. And now I'm here at New Hope and continuing to teach the love of God, making disciples around me. So, church, we need to make disciples. We need to love people. That's God's plan for all of us as a church. Who are you teaching? Who are you guiding? Now, church, I'm not saying don't plan a vacation. I'm not saying don't plan to lose weight. Go. Let's do that. But don't put your hope into that stuff, because you will end up at the end of the year feeling bad and shame that you didn't do what you wanted to do. But if you focus on God's plans and do his will, man, God will give you the strength, the energy, the wisdom to do his plans. And at the same time, you will be able to do your stuff. Because remember, what's impossible for human is possible for God. So the things we cannot do, God can do. But we need to trust him. We need to believe in him. We need to surrender to him. We need to give our lives completely to God. So, church, start the year by giving your plans to God. Don't wait till January 1st. Start right now your house. Tell God, Father, I'm giving you my plans. I'm giving you everything. I'm surrendering everything to you. Give that to God and let God work in your life. So, church, I'm so excited that as we are wrapping up the year, we are finishing with this promise of God that he is with us, that he has plans for all of us. And I want to read Jeremiah 29:11 one more time. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disasters, to give you a future and a hope. Church, God knows the plans he has for you and I. We need to trust him and be of and be of strong faith. We need to be strong. We need to trust that we are in his hands and that no matter what happens around us, God will win and God has a plan for each one of us and we need to surrender to him. So as we are wrapping up, don't let God, let me say this in a different way. Trust God and give your plans to God. Don't make God your second or your third or your fourth priority. Make him your number one priority and give him everything. Surrender your plans to him and he will do amazing things in this 2025. He will do great things. Remember, for I know the plans I have for you. That's what God says. So let me pray for you as we are finishing here today. And before I pray, next Sunday, we are going to gather back in our building. We are going to gather back here. And we cannot wait to see you again and worship together here at New Hope. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Lord, thank you that you have plans for us. Lord, thank you for everything you did for us in this 2024. Thank you for every blessing, every struggle. Lord, thank you for everything. Lord, today we just want to say we are grateful for Jesus. Thank you for that cross. And thank you that through Jesus we can talk to you. And through Jesus we have a divine purpose. Through Jesus, we have a plan. And through Jesus, we can walk in peace. Father, again, thank you. In your name we pray and say, amen. Happy New Year's, church.